Today, August 13th, is the feast day of two martyrs. One was a pope, one was a priest, Saints Pontian and Saint Hippolytus. First, Saint Pontian was from Rome. He was chosen to succeed Pope Urban I as pope in the year 230. He was pope for 5 years. He excommunicated Origen, the heretic, during his pontificate. He was exiled by the emperor to the Sardinian mines. And as he was being sent to the Sardinian mines, he resigned the papacy. It's one of the only times in the history of the Catholic Church where a pope actually stepped down and resigned. But he did this because he knew he was going to the mines, to his death, and he wanted another pope to be able to take his place. Saint Hippolytus was a priest in Rome, a very important theologian and writer. His writings that have come down to us today give us great insights into the liturgy of the Catholic Church in the first few centuries, what the Mass was like, so similar, of course, to today. He wrote about the hierarchy of the Church, the Pope, the bishops, the deacons, the priests, and he wrote scripture commentaries. But one of his problems was that Hippolytus, of course, was a man of very fiery temper, not very merciful. In fact, his name Hippolytus translates as the horse turned loose, Hippolytus. He criticized the Pope, the previous Pope, as well as Saint Pontian, for being too lenient with repentant sinners. For example, there were those who had given in to the Romans, who had offered incense to the gods, and now they wanted to come back and repent of that. And the popes were very merciful, and they said, yes, you can go to confession, they can do penance, they can come back into the arms of Holy Mother Church. But Hippolytus was so strict that he criticized the pope for being too lenient in reconciling sinners back into the fold. And so because of that, he broke away from the Catholic Church and he was elected an anti-pope. And he caused a schism in the church for 18 years. During the reign of three popes, Hippolytus was an anti-pope. Well, he eventually was also sent to the Sardinian mines. And there he was chained together with Pope Pontian. And there they suffered for their faith. And it was in the Sardinian mines that Hippolytus, this priest and former antipope, made his confession and was reconciled to the one true faith. He repented of his sins, was reconciled, and died a martyr's death. So the two of them, pope and antipope, chained together in their Sardinian mines, gave their lives for Christ, and both are now canonized by the Catholic Church. If you study church history, or if you like Catholic trivia, it is the only antipope ever to be canonized by the Catholic Church after he, of course, repented and was restored to the good graces of God. So what can we see in the lives of these two great men? One a pope, one a priest, both suffered for their faith. And we see also, of course, in the early church, this importance of mercy, of reconciling people to the church. And is it interesting that Hippolytus, that in his early life he had been so severe, so strict, that he did not want people, sinners, to be reconciled to the church, he himself was granted that mercy from God to be reconciled to the church at the end of his life when he suffered martyrdom for the faith. Saint Cyprian in the Office of Reading says, "How blessed is this church of ours, so honored and illuminated by God, and ennobled in these days by the glorious blood of martyrs. In earlier times it shone white with the good deeds of our brethren, and now it is adorned with the red blood of martyrs. It counts both lilies and roses among its garlands." So we pray today, Saints Pontian and Hippolytus, pray for us.